Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. It's Bon Jovi there. We're 16 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and it's time to go to the movies. Shane A. Bassett's with us. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning, Gilly.
Now, there's a new ad out with Bruce Willis. Tell us about this.
Yeah, an American commercial. Bruce Willis is reprising his role as John McClane of the classic Die Hard series, and he's selling car batteries. But this two-minute-plus ad is great, and it has some cameos that you might have know. If you know the Die Hard movies, you're going to notice some familiar faces. It's very funny, and I just loved it. And some people are saying it's better than Die Hard 5.
It's nowhere near as long.
Exactly. But yeah, it's worth checking out, especially if you like Die Hard and Bruce Willis in general.
All right. Now, tell us about a new Liam Neeson thriller.
Yeah, it's screening at the Odeon 5, starts today, The Honest Thief. It's a detective thriller. Liam Neeson plays a thief who actually wants to turn himself in, but the FBI at first don't believe him. Then a couple of detectives cotton on that he's telling the truth, find some money, take it, and then want to set him up. It's quite interesting. It's not your usual action movie that people might expect, such as the Taken films that Liam has done lately, but it's worth watching. And Jai Courtney, the Australian actor, is a very good villain in it.
Okay, now there's one called On the Rocks on Apple TV.
Yeah, this will easily make one of my top, probably my top 10 list for 2020. On the Rocks is Bill Murray in fine form. He plays a former playboy ladies' man who reconnects with his daughter because she thinks her husband's having an affair, and so Bill Murray takes her around all the old establishments in New York that he used to drink at to try and catch him out. And it doesn't go the way you think it might go. It's got a good twist in it, and On the Rocks is worth getting. If you've got Apple TV, check it out.
Okay. All right. Now, tell me about this. I saw this one on Netflix the other day. I skimmed past it. Trial of the Chicago 7. Should I have stopped there?
The Trial of Chicago 7, it's trending, Gilly. It's in the top 10 on Netflix at the moment. Written and directed by Aaron Sorkin, he is a master screenwriter of the modern era. It's based on fact around a major trial in the late 1960s where race and politics are just coming all into fruition. It is worth watching, and it's got an all-star cast in it. Mostly, I want to point out Michael Keaton, who has a small role, and Sacha Baron Cohen, who we'll talk about more next week in the new Borat film. But in this, and I've seen him do drama before, in this, his dramatic role is terrific. So, yes, catch it, and maybe we'll talk about it next week, Kelly.
All right, Trial of the Chicago 7 on Netflix. Now, tell me about a new Australian film with Sam Neill in it. I mean, everyone loves Sam Neill.
Oh, I love Sam Neill. Yeah, Sam Neill and Michael Caton actually star in a new Australian film called Rams, filmed over in Western Australia, directed by Jeremy Sims, who also made The Last Cab to Darwin with Michael Caton. It's on at Odeon 5 this weekend, advanced screenings, and we'll review it next week. But I've already seen it, and I can say that not only is it a good Australian movie, it's one for the whole family to watch.
Fantastic. You take us to the movies each and every week. Shane A. Bassett, mate, thank you. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk next week.
Take care, Gillian. Go the Storm.